Continuing with resurrection, where we looked at the ayat of Surah Al-Abasa. In fact, the last time we stopped, we looked at ayat 38 to 39, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wujuhun yawma'idhim musfira, dhahikatum mustabshara. Many faces on that day shall be bright, laughing and joyous. And I mentioned that these were the faces of the one who had unified himself or herself with Tawheed, who knew there was a return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whom there was transparency, the intention and the action were the same, and one who knew that he would live or she would live the consequences of his or her actions. And so this human being will joyously reflect his reality because they've always lived with the certainty of truth. The surah continues to say, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَعِذٍ عَلَيْهَا غَبَرَ تَرَحَقُهَا قَتَرَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَفَرَةُ الْفَجَرَ. And many faces on that day, on them shall be dust, darkness shall cover them. These are they who deny the truth, the iniquitous. Now these faces will be covered with dust, Quran says. In other words, they will not yet have shaken the dust of their lower nafs off their souls. They will still be tarnished with the dust of what they have inscribed on their hearts. They will be unable to unify themselves with Tawheed or even to reflect it. The idea is to understand that the purpose of this existence is, if I can put it in lay terms, to stop singing our own songs and only the one and only song that is our heart. Problem is, we only play our own compositions. And on the dark side of denial, you're covered with dust, you're exhausted. Because true reality is not covered with the weight of dust. It's only there, it's clear, it's transparent. And when you're covered with your own dust, then you cover up the truth. And it is these who wreak havoc on the earth. In Surah Al-Hamim, Ayah 19 to 20, Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاءُوهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And on the day, the enemies of Allah shall be brought together to the fire. They will be formed into groups until when they come to it, their ears and their eyes and their skins shall bear witness against them as to what they did. Hashara is to gather, to come together. Now the whole of creation was originally gathered together, and then the heavens and the earth were split. But in the end, everything will come together. See, the physical creation will collapse back into the denseness and beyond any intellectual comprehension. The energy or its echo is the gathering that is described here. We're not just physical entities. We have souls or spirits, and on that day, that energy, that bundle of energy called a soul, will be joined. All souls come from one source, like sparks flying out of a fire, reaching a certain height and returning after having processed, or maybe if I can say oxidized. But once the gathering has occurred, everything is sorted out according to quality. There's a screening and there's a segregating process, which is very, very just. The eyes, the ears and the skins, as this ayah says, will give witness. And at that time, all we are what we have heard, what we have seen, what we have felt. There is no separation from what is observed through experience. And definitely, there is no running away from anything. And for this reason, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not hear anything bad about anyone. He would say that this sort of poison was more difficult for him to clean out than food poisoning. He said, at least with food poisoning, you could vomit, and after a day, you would recover. But the poison which you have heard about someone you love or trust is to take longer to get rid of. And therefore, cover your ears to safeguard yourself. The ears will give witness to what we have heard. We are what we hear and what we see. Quran says, their skin shall bear witness. Means every individual story is encoded, is genetically encoded in our chromosomes, within the DNA of every single cell. You know, every single cell contains the entire story of our strengths, of our weaknesses, of everything that we are. We are the product of past actions and thoughts combined, superimposed on the actions, thoughts, and environment of everything around us. you and I, were the results of our past, and the future is where our will take us, superimposing upon and interacting with the will and destiny of everybody else. It is so important to understand this. Look, let's go a bit forward. Surah Hamim, ayah 21. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. And they shall say to their skins, why have you borne witness against us? قَالُوا, they shall say, أَنْتَقَنَا اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَكَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah, who makes everything speak, has made us speak. And He created you at first, and to Him you shall be brought back. Allah will make everything have its say. He will make it speak our truth. We are slaves of the truth. Every part of everything reflects as reality. We don't hear it because we're so deaf. We cannot even look at our own actions of yesterday in an impartial light. The best thing to do is to stop the you, the I. Put shaitan in a cage and melt the key in love for Allah so that there's no possibility of it being opened. If you melt and destroy the key to the cage of shaitan, he will submit. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, my shaitan has given up. It has submitted. It is in Islam. Let's continue at Surah Hamim, ayah 22. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِيرُونَ أَنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ وَلَكِنْ ذَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. And you did not veil yourself, lest your ears and your eyes and your skin shall bear witness against you. But you thought that Allah did not know most of what you did. The human being cannot stop his or her eyes or ears or skin witnessing against him. We cannot stop the way of Allah. We cannot alter the decree of perfection. We need to be able to understand that Allah sees us in every second, every thought. We have to act as though there's a video camera recording our inner intentions and outer actions at all times, and at any moment it can freeze. To be aware is to be able to freeze that picture in a moment. For example, if we could suddenly picture ourselves in a moment of anger, our hand raised to hit a child because the child took some sweets that you liked. If you froze that frame, you're likely never to do it again, or maybe the chances of it reoccurring are less. And if we make every moment our day of resurrection, then we will see how easy it is to achieve unity and get rid of madness or stupidity or arrogance or vulgarity or unhealthy destructive traits. Let's continue. Again, Surah Hamim, it's all about resurrection. Ayah 23, وَذَلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَاسْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And that was your evil thought which you entertained about your Rabb that has led you into loss. Thus you have become one of the lost ones. It is our evil thoughts and doubts that make us go into ghafla, into heedlessness, where we don't understand that we are responsible for the consequences of our actions. And such, therefore, is the state of the people who are at loss, as we're told, the people of Jahannam. Basically, in a nutshell, they are told, you doubted and you got lost. You lost. You didn't have iman. Everything hinges on iman. You have not understood your Rabb, the sustainer, the nourisher, the cherisher. We need to make sure that we do not inadvertently weave our own hell through our wrong actions, our ignorance, our expectations and attachments right now in this life. Because if we're not aware, then it will overwhelm us, because He will say, Zuk, taste what you did. And if we're unable to taste the effects of our intentions, and by that I mean the reaction to our actions now, then the Quran tells us that in the next life we will certainly do so, because that's what we will have become. And there'll be no excuses. Look at Surah Yasin, ayah 65. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتقلمون أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. On that day we will set a seal upon their mouths. Their hands shall speak to us and their feet shall bear witness of what they earned. The trust and the iman must be translated into outer action. There cannot be something like, I meant it, the thought was there. It's got to be translated to the outer. You can't claim to have good intentions and not be able to manifest them. we hear this day in and day out. We say, I thought of you. The thought was always there. Well, how come it didn't translate itself? Once in a while, yes, the thought is there. But thoughts that are pure and clear always translate themselves into action. Here we see that our feet and our hands will bear witness to what we have earned. Now the hands symbolizes, if I can say, the physicalization of intention into action. Through our actions, our intentions will be visible and clear. That, what we call I, will be brought into the next existence without any possibilities of protection or excuses. It will show its reality. Look at Surah Al-Jathiyah, Ayah 34. وَقِيلَ الْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ نَاصِرِينَ. And it shall be said, today we forsake you, as you neglected the meeting of this day of yours, and your abode is the fire, and there are not for you any helpers. The only reason for separation is because we ourselves neglected to understand that we are responsible for the consequences of our actions. We did not allow ourselves to drown in that sea of mercy and trust from which this unification of action and intention comes. The human being desires stability, predictability, reliability, peace and harmony, and always expects and wishes for his end to have these qualities. But these are the descriptions of Jannah. The state of the fire is opposites. It's ever agitation, never alive nor dead, perpetually troubled, falling into a bottomless pit. And in our life, what we practice will be experienced in the next life. If we play a role in this life which is sincere, where there's a conscious effort to reach our full potential, to get close to divinity, then there's no doubt that the end will also contain and reflect the peace of the garden. You know, it reminds me when I was reading about the biography of Marhum Ayatollah Khomeini, and his last words were, I leave this world with a mutma'in qalb, with a heart that is content. What a wonderful statement to be able to make at death. To be able to say, I tried my best and I leave with a contented heart. Inshallah, we will continue tomorrow and look at the final collapse.